Hi, everybody. I'm Deacon Dave.
And Layperson Lisa.
Welcome to the Deacon Dave and Layperson Lisa show. Well, welcome back, everybody. We are now continuing on with our series of the seven deadly sins. And the next one is...
greed.
Ooh, greed. That just even sounds bad.
Yes, it's also known as avarice.
Avarice. Ooh, that's a fancy word. Well, I would just use greed.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever had anybody... tell me I
You're
was...
You're so avarice.
You are very avarice. Did you say I was average? I already knew that. No, avarice. How dare you do that? Call me that. Anyway, so Lisa, since you are the foremost expert in the seven deadly sins, not because you engage in them, but because you are a wealth of knowledge in our Catholic faith, what would be your basic... and keep it simple for me.
Okay.
Definition of greed.
The disordered love of riches.
Wow. So this idea of loving the stuff of the world, maybe?
More than God. God should be first, and we're putting the things of the world, the money, and everything that comes along with it above God.
So can my riches be my second greatest love?
No.
No?
Love one another.
Also, I can love God.
Yes.
Then love everybody else.
Yes.
And then maybe I can love all of my extra stuff.
No, you should detach yourself from stuff.
I thought this was an episode on greed and not detachment. Or is detachment one of...
the ways we can get over greed.
And one of the solutions for greed is detachment. Man, we are getting way ahead of ourselves.
Yes, look at that.
In this particular thing. So it's interesting. When you look at a lot of the deadly sins, Lisa... some of them, you know, might have some limit, right? We can be slothful to the point of despair and depression, right? Mm-hmm. And some of the other ones, we can have lots of pride. But that idea of greed, it's like it can keep going and going and going and never stop. We can always want more and more and more of the
things. Yeah, it's like
the
lottery winners who buy, you know, they're so thrilled they win the lottery and then they go and buy it. All this stuff, and they just keep buying and buying and buying, and soon they have no more money.
And you know, the other part of that, Lisa, is I think, and I'm not a big fan of the lottery, because there's a lot of, it's one of the basic social teachings, right, is that there's dignity in work. Mm-hmm. And so this idea of being given a bunch of money because you bought a lotto ticket at whatever store, and now you're a millionaire, that really doesn't help us with our dignity,
right,
or to appreciate what it is we've learned. So it has no value in that sense, because we haven't toiled and worked and sweat for what we have earned, and so we don't value it the same way versus something that we actually work
for. It ties into consumerism.
Consumerism.
Which is a big problem in this world.
And so what is consumerism, Lisa?
When we buy and consume too much. More than we can afford, more than we need. We just want more and more and more and more, trying to fill some void.
Yeah, not only that, Lisa, how often do we try to find our identity and how big our house is?
Oh, right.
How nice.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Right. What kind of car I'm driving.
Right.
And those sort of things, we start to reduce our identity again.
In what we're driving.
Yeah.
Or where we're living.
In our worldly goods.
Right.
Instead of, once again, our identity being found in God. It's funny how a lot of this stuff always goes back to finding...
ties together.
Our identity in God.
Yeah.
So what about this term, Lisa, called natural wealth? What would you think things are natural wealth?
The basic necessities of life, like food, shelter, and water.
Right. And clothing.
And clothing.
Right. Right. So in that case, right, having more money... if you are like really poor or you don't have anything, to be able to get a job, right? Mm-hmm. And to make money, mm-hmm, so that you can buy the very basic natural things that we need to,
right,
live, that's actually a good thing.
Right.
But then when...
because that's to do with the dignity of the person.
Right, exactly. But yeah, because it's not dignified to not have those things that you listed.
Right.
So having enough money to be able to do that is very important.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that don't have that. Like, we serve about 80 people down here at St. Joseph's every week, giving them food and other things, who don't have a place to live or who are barely getting by. And so when you talk about some of the things that we can do in ways that we can sacrifice, like we did in our last episode, going out of your way to work at a shelter, mm-hmm, or to make food or to donate to these things. And so listen, back to what we said last week, sacrifice, right? Mm-hmm. giving money to something is not the same as going down there and working in that place. So I would encourage them, Lisa, right, to give the money, but then to also go down there and work with the people.
Be the face of Jesus to others.
I could not have said it any better. That's why she is layperson Lisa. But what happens is when we start taking care of our basic needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
We start to accumulate things
that
maybe
like
we
excess?
Don't. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And in fact, what is it? It's like hoarding, which is its own type of disorder,
yes,
or difficulty.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But this idea that we think we find our happiness in the things that we buy,
right,
or that we purchase,
right,
and yeah, we find happiness in them maybe when we're buying it or maybe when we get it in the mail. But I know people who are close to me that they never open the packages.
Oh.
And the rooms are full
of unopened boxes.
Yep. Same thing. Number one, they have the wealth to be able to do that, maybe, because sometimes people in that situation will use credit card and other things like that. So we have access to money that's not really our money.
That may not even be in our pockets. That's how people get into credit card debt and such.
And there's a lot more of that going on than you realize.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's a really big problem. So we should not spend beyond what we're actually making.
Or needing.
Right. I mean, I think for a lot of us, most of us, not everybody, the lifestyle that we live can be trimmed down. And even just the trimming, imagine how much good that would do for the people that actually need it.
Mm-hmm.
How it would elevate their human dignity.
Yeah. It helps the people who have too much detach from some of the things, and the people who don't have enough to get those things.
Right. So there's intended to be a balance, right? That we should add another Catholic social teaching that we talked about is to look out for the common good.
Right.
So today's world wants to say, hey, get your own. Get as much as you can. Make as much as you can. And you should get to keep it all for yourself. And the reality of it is we are called to share those things to elevate others' natural wealth instead of us going out and buying a bunch of artificial
wealth. That
we don't need.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that it's not okay to have things, right? But have them in moderation. And then also think about how those things that you have can be used to help other people.
Yeah.